Welcome to the audio catalog generator. In this one, we're going to actually turn on GitHub Pages so that we can display our audio catalog. Now, in the prior audio file, I created this repository called the AC-Gen. And in that one, and then I cloned it down here. And now I put all my audio catalog generator files in here that I created on my local machine. So I filled this folder up and everything. And then I created the catalog for VS Code. I'm using VS Code to demonstrate so the way I can create a catalog. So I created a series of audio files, and then I now took those audio files and I followed the process that I outlined for you guys, that you guys have on all this thing, and I actually created the templates, the catalog, and all that stuff, and generated the index.html very quickly. Now I've got to grab that and put it in my root of the folder. And you can pretend this is your repository, that you created a repository, whatever you called it, and now you're at this stage. You generated it, and now you got to go to the generator, and you got to go grab the public folder.
EXPL. Explorer.exe space. Perry enter. Lewis-i$9.
Okay. I'm in Linux. That's why I do things the way I do it. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I got to go.
C. Client. 3 of 8. Enter
items view list folder.
Box. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Period. Items view multi-select. P. Public. 3 of 6.
There's the public folder. I'm going to go ahead and copy that.
Copied.
Okay.
Alt left arrow. Backslash alt left arrow. Dot get. 1 of 8. AC-gen. 2 of 8. Client. 3 of 8. Server. 4 of 8. Dot git ignore. 5 of 8. License. 6 of 8. Readme.md. 7 of 8.
Temp.d. See, there's no docs folder. I pressed the letter D and it didn't go nowhere. Okay, I'm gonna paste this here and it will create a public folder.
Pasted. Copying 126 items from client to AC-gen-71% complete. Pause the operation checkbox not check. Temp.t public 9 of 9.
Okay, now it's public. Now I'm gonna go ahead and do an F2.
F2. Edit. Public. Type in text period.
D-O-C-S. I just do it in lowercase, just in case I don't know.
Enter. Items view multi-select list box, public, 4/12/2000.
Now see, GitHub, if you're wanting to do a GitHub page repository, you have to name it DOCS if you want it to come off your root as a folder. Otherwise, you got to copy all the files that are contained in DOC as the root. And if you don't have anything else in your repository, then go ahead, by all means, do that. Then you don't have to do all that. You just do a control A while you're in there. Okay.
Temp.docs 9 of 9.
All right, now that I've got it, I'm done there.
Alt F4, Ubuntu.
Okay.
PWD, enter. /home/lewis/project/ac-gen, lewis-i9.
Okay, I'm at the root folder of the ac-gen, which is my repository. Your repository will be named something else. First thing I want to do is check the status.
G-I-T space S-T-A-T-U-S. Enter. On branch main. Your branch is up to date with apostrophe origin slash main apostrophe period. Changes not staged for commit colon. Left paren use quote git in slash rm less file greater dot 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 quote to update what will be committed right paren. Left paren use quote git restore less file greater dot 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 quote to discard changes in working directory right paren. Deleted colon client slash public slash help dot html. Modified colon client slash public slash index dot html. Deleted colon client slash public slash media. Enter. Lewis-i$9.
So there's a lot of stuff that's been moved around and deleted things. So let's go ahead and do a git add.
G-I-T space A-D-D space period. Enter. Warning colon LF will be replaced by CRLF in client slash public slash media slash catalog dash info dot TXT period. The file will have its original line endings in your working directory.
Okay, I'm doing it on Linux. That's why it's got all that line ending stuff. But anyway, a whole bunch of files now are
enter
in there.
Lewis-i$9.
I do git status.
G-I-T space S-T-A-T-S. Enter. On branch main, your branch is up to date with apostrophe origin slash main apostrophe period. Changes to be committed colon. Left paren use quote git restore dash dash stage less file greater dot 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 quote to unstage right paren. Deleted colon client slash public slash help dot hd. Faster, faster. Enter. Lewis-i$9.
Okay.
Slower.
All right, now we'll do Okay, the next thing is we have to commit the changes now. See, now we staged them. Now we got to commit them.
G-I-T space C-O-M-I-T space dash M space quote. G-H space P-A-G space G-E-E-R-A-T-E-D
GH page generated.
quote. Enter. Left bracket main new one face 641 right bracket GH page generated. 48 files changed, comma, 1,377 insertions left paren plus right paren, comma, 1,141 deletions left paren dash right paren. Delete mode 100644 client slash public slash help dot html. Rewrite client slash public slash index dot html left paren 62% right paren. Create mode 100644 client slash public slash media slash ac dash gen underline folders dot txt. Create enter. Lewis dash
There you
online.
go. So you get the idea. I pressed enter. See, the screen reader takes longer than what's actually done. So you can press enter sometimes and it'll be done. Okay, so now I can go ahead and find out I need to do a get push.
G I T space P P T
See if I do
space,
a get hold on, I'll do a
space,
get status again.
G I T space S T A T U S enter S on branch main. Your branch is ahead of apostrophe origin slash main apostrophe by one commit period. Left paren use quote get push quote to publish your local commits right paren. Nothing to commit comma working tree enter.
See,
Lewis
it even says, use get push. Now if you're not using the git system and you're using Git desktop, then you'll be doing a totally different way of getting your this repo back up there, the updates up to the website. What I want to do is update the repository so it's already there. Okay, so I'm going to do Git push.
G-I-T space P-U-S-H, enter. Enumerating objects colon 37 comma, done period. Counting objects colon 100% left paren 37 slash 37 right paren comma, done period. Delta compression using up to 6 threads. Compressing objects colon 51% left paren 14 slash 27 right paren. 62% left paren 17 slash 27 right paren.
Now, if you got a slow internet connection, this might take longer.
Enter, Lewis dash i9 get push, enumerating objects colon 37 comma, done period, counting objects colon 100% left paren 37 slash 37 right paren comma, done period, 96% left paren 26 slash 27 right paren comma, 76 points.
See, it's still doing it. I just hit the control key. I'll probably edit some of that out so that we don't have to listen to it.
Enter, Lewis dash i9.
Okay,
it's
done now. It didn't take too long. Okay, so now that it has been done,
Enter.
Now we got to do the next stage. We got to go to the repo. Well, first I'll confirm it.
G-I-T space S-T-A-T-U-S, enter. On branch main, your branch is up to date with apostrophe.
Okay, now it says the updates are up there. That's basically because it says they're up to date. They match. Okay, I want to launch the browser.
Windows 1, taskbar, selected, address and, address in search bar, control L.
Okay.
G-I-T-H-U-B dot period C-O-M slash L-E-W-I-S-L-W-O-O-D. Slash.
Okay. For me, my GitHub, it's github.com/LewisLWood/. Now you'd have a different username if you're updating your repo. And then I'm going to do ac-gen because that's the name of my repo.
ac-gen.
Okay. I'm going to double check it.
neg-ca/do.
Okay.
End blank. Enter. Lewis Lwood slash AC dash gen colon audio catalog generator period generates JITHUB pages for the web repository period dash Google Chrome. Lewis Lwood slash.
There you go. Okay. Now, once you're at the repo, we need to go to settings. So let's go ahead and go up to settings.
Control L selected D slash AC dash gen address in search bar edit HTTPS.
Yeah, I'm at the end of the
end blank
at the end of the address bar.
N blank slash,
slash
settings selected.
I'll type in settings.
Blank. S. Blank. S. G. End. Blank.
Okay. Settings.
Slash.
And then I know that it's also called pages.
P. A. G. E. S.
That's the easiest way to do it. Just go straight to it. So let's review. It is github.com/ your username, / your repo name, / settings. / pages.
Enter. Pages dash Google Chrome. Pages.
Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and hit the H for headings. Well, for you sighted people, you'll see it.
Settings colon Lewis Lwood slash AC dash gen heading level 1.
Yep. There's my heading level 1. And I'm pretty sure it's a heading level 2.
Access heading level 2. Code and automation heading level. Security heading level 2. Integrations heading level 2. GitHub pages heading level 2.
There it is. Now it's back up there to GitHub Pages. Now we're going to go down and we're going to turn it on.
Link GitHub Pages is designed to host your personal comma. Heading level 3 built-in deployment is designed to host your personal comma, organization comma, or project pages from a GitHub repository period. Heading level 3 built-in deployment. Source. Deploy from a branch button menu collapsed.
Now I'm going to deploy it from master or from main.
Branch. GitHub Pages is currently disabled, period. Select a source below to enable GitHub Pages for this repository, period. Visited link, learn more, period. None button menu collapsed.
Okay, see, it says none. I've got to select one. It's going to give me the root or the docs.
Alt down arrow. Save button. None button menu collapsed.
Okay.
Space, main region, select branch, edit, type in text, period, found. Select branch menu, main, one of two, to move through items,
okay.
Press up or down arrow, period. Enter, leaving menus, main button menu, press space to activate the menu, comma, then. Select branch menu, main checked, one of two, to move, none, two of two. Leaving menus, slash open parenthesis root closing parenthesis button menu, press space to activate the menu, comma, then navigate with
See,
arrow
it's
keys.
Got the root, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to select the folder.
Select folder menu, slash open parenthesis root closing parenthesis checked, one of two, to move through items, slash docs, two of two, slash open parenthesis root closing parenthesis checked, one of two,
See?
Slash docs, two of two.
So it only gives me docs or roots, so I'm going to select docs.
Space, leaving menus, slash docs button menu, press space to activate the menu, comma, then navigate with arrow. Select folder menu, slash docs checked, two of two, to move through
there
items,
you go.
Press up or down arrow, leaving menus, pages, save button, to activate, press enter, period.
Now I've got it. So what I did was I selected the branch, and the branch I selected was main. Well, yours might be called master, it might be called main. It depends where you create it and it originates from, okay, and how you created it, okay. And then once you create it, then you got to select a folder. Now, if you're using the docs folder, you're creating a docs folder, then you'll just select the docs folder. Now, if you're doing it using the method of selecting, you know, putting it in your root, then you just select a root folder, or it's the default anyway. So you just go from there and that's it. And it will look for the index.html. Then you have to click the save button.
Slash docs menu, save button.
There you go.
Space. Alert exclaim. GitHub pages source saved, period. Pages. Dismiss this message button. To activate, press enter, period. Git space. Pages document. Same page link, skip to content.
Okay. Now I got to get back down there. So I got to do the F2 again, or H2 again.
Settings colon Lewis. Code and security head integrations head. GitHub pages heading level 2.
Okay. Now you go to GitHub pages. Now what you do is you go down.
Link GitHub pages. Is designed to host your personal heading level 3 built-in deployment. Source. Deploy from a branch button. Branch. Your GitHub Pages site is currently being built from the slash docs folder in the main branch.
Now you hear that? It's currently being built. Now this sometimes takes a couple minutes. So what I want to do is I'm going to pause the video, or this audio, I mean, and then when I get back, I will click on this link when they give me one. Okay? Oh, wow. It took 3 minutes, but it is now there. So I had to refresh it, and I come back and checked it.
Navigation reheading level 2 GitHub pages.
Okay, I already did the heading 2 and went down all the way down.
Link GitHub pages is designed to host your site is live at.
See, it says your site is live at.
Link https://lewislewa.github.io/ac-gen/.
Okay.
Enter pages-google chrome audio catalog generator-google.
Now I'm on the page, and now we can check it out.
Logo for audio catalog graphic, heading level 1 AC generator. Shortcut keys help screen button.
Okay.
AC generator introduction and overview, heading level 2.
And now let's see if it works.
Orf. K. Catalog main region.
Welcome.
Pause button. Play
this
AC generator introduction at B B B. V V V V.
I am here to
v,
show
v.
you the audio catalog generator. What is that?
Greater, greater.
Well, that's a catalog of audio clips that you've got in a certain category, and you can show them as
Greater.
A static file system, or you can host them on
Greater.
GitHub, or you can put them on any web service that supports static content. There you
wow.
go. The beauty of this thing, you don't have to know HTML.
Hey.
There you are. I sped it up because I just didn't feel like listening to myself that short, that slow. Okay. All right, now let's go down here, and we can see that there's all kinds of them here. Let's see, there should be 7 of them. That's one.
Two. 2 minutes and 51 seconds of 14 minutes
oh.
and 17 on.
Whoops.
How to download the generator and perform initial setup heading level 2.
That's video, that's audio 2.
Folder layout of repository slash generator heading level
3.
2. Adding media and filling template files heading level 2.
4.
Generating HTML for your audio catalog heading level 2.
5.
Easy editing and adding media heading level 2.
6.
Creating a repository on GitHub heading level 2.
That's 7.
No more headings at level 2 in section.
Now I'll be adding this audio recording in the next few minutes. So that's going to be popping up there too. All right, then. Thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy this audio catalog. And I'll probably create another one to talk about insights and things. All right. Have a good day.